an invitation to you, and I know this is a must-listen-to radio for many of you and has been for many years here on WKZO. Tomorrow morning, we welcome back for the 68th year on our radio stations, the popular Over the Garden Fence feature. It'll happen after the 9 o'clock news. Again, this is Growing Season with Andy Waddell from Waddell's Nursery, Florist, and Garden Center, your host, taking your questions on lawn care and gardening and anything else you want to put before him. And Andy is with us this morning here on WKZO. Good morning.
Good morning, Ken. Thanks for having me.
Well, pleasure to have you with us. Congratulations on bringing another year of this show to WKZO. I know you're excited about it, and we're excited about it here at WKZO. We love being a part of this. We love the history, and we love talking about spring things, I guess, even though the weather isn't going to be the best tomorrow.
You know what, Ken? And that's why the radio show is so important, because people get that spring fever. They get the gardening itch, yet we in Michigan, we can't always get outside in time, can we? I'm looking at a little rain that's a little white outside right now in the window. So,
with the weather we're going to have this weekend, and we're going to get a break, I understand, first part of next week, but there's still a possibility we'll see some wintry weather before we get too much further into spring. What can we do right now in our yard? Is there anything really we can accomplish?
You bet. Now, people are starting to clean up the perennial beds. Let's get rid of some of that storm damage. There's plants now that after the snows you can take a look at, and things that have been damaged, now it's time to prune. If there's trees that limbs have been taken down and filled up the yard, let's get those cleaned out. Right now I wouldn't touch things like roses or any of the mulching that's been done, but any of the perennial beds that have leaves on them, they can all be cleaned up. Some of the winter perennials and ornamental grasses can be cleaned up. You can get out your gardening journal, Ken, and look at what's next, like what's first in the lawn. Get your pH samples into Waddell so you could get that lawn program started. Do I need grass seed? Do I have bare spots in that lawn? Do I need to sharpen the lawnmower and the tool so I can be ready when the spring does hit? Things like that sometimes can you can have a little jump on the season.
Well, with the weather being what it's expected to be tomorrow, it's a good day to come in from the outside into the indoor warmth of Waddell's and enjoy the 28th Annual Spring Expo, which is opening this morning.
Thank you. Yes, we're excited to have all our friends, Southwest Michigan and more, to come on over the Spring and Flower Expo. We want to celebrate gardening and flowers and landscape, and we have seminars all day today and tomorrow, and kind of fun little couple seminars I'm going to tell you about. The one is at 10:15. It's called Peace on Earth, or Peas on Earth. Where have you been all my life? Ken, let us educate you about it. You can't beat it. So all things like that, from Buzz About Bees this afternoon, My Space, My Retreat, Houseplant Speed Dating. So things like that, Ken, that are really a lot of fun. Seminars all day today. The seminars are $5 or $10 for the whole day, and the expo is no charge. We like to let our friends come in and wander and smell the flowers, look at the tulips and daffodils, and start imagining what's going to be in your yard soon.
And we mentioned the program Over the Garden Fence in its 68th year. Waddell's is celebrating number 77 in business this year. That's remarkable.
Thank you. Yeah. You know what? And third generation is trying to pull the fourth generation in, and we're proud to be part of Southwest Michigan. We have friends and clients that have been with us for many generations. Ken, I was talking to a customer in our store the other day that had been to all three locations since 1946. So there's many long tried and true friends and customers here. So we appreciate everybody. Sometimes it's nice to have that garden show, so when you have those questions, you can call in, you can spark maybe somebody else's questions and ideas, and that's how that conversation on Over the Garden Fence really is nice.
Well said, and that show returns tomorrow following the 9 o'clock news, Over the Garden Fence, here on 590 and 106.9 FM, WKZL, and the 28th Annual Spring Expo at Waddell's location today and tomorrow. Andy Waddell will be your host tomorrow morning. Give him a call, and let's get the planning and the growing started. Andy, thanks for being with us.
Thank you, Ken. Thank you, everybody, and we'll see you today.